You're on CFM. It's Lee and Jess for breakfast. We are live at cfmtaz.com.au.
And we are on Facebook as well. We always welcome your messages. If there's anything happening out and about that you feel passionately about, you're always welcome to contact us, as Heather from Northwest Tassie did, to talk about a particular campaign that's making its way to Canberra today. And it is in aid of supporting broken-hearted families in Tassie. So we've got Jewel Drury on the line with us now to find out more. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, thank you very much. When you're talking about broken-hearted families, who are you referring to?
Well, we've started this campaign. It's called Broken Hearts Ribbon Day, and it's a campaign that's been created purely to raise awareness of the broken hearts of children, of their parents and families across Australia who are alienated from each other due to the failures of the family law court.
Yeah, sure thing. So what's going to be happening in Canberra today?
So from Canberra today will be the inaugural launch of Broken Hearts Ribbon Day. We're launching that on the grass area there at our front of Parliament House. But we're asking people from all around Australia to support us. You can get online at our Broken Hearts Ribbon Day Facebook page, and we've got some print matter that you're welcome to print off and take to your offices and put them up around in your community centres and around town. But in particular, we're asking people to, we're creating awareness mainly about the alienation that happens during family law court issues and the whole system that alienates children from parents, and from not just parents, from extended families, from grandparents and extended family. So we're asking, if you are a family who are having a child withheld from them during the family law court process, that you tie, if you've got a girl, tie a pink ribbon around a tree or a post in your town or in your front yard. If you've got a boy, tie a blue ribbon, very much similar to, you know, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree sort of thinking. So we can create awareness nationwide of the broken hearts of not only families but the children that are alienated from their families. We really want to create awareness of the broken system, of the family law court system, and that we really need change. We've got the majority, what's happening in the family court system is, and domestic violence industry and domestic violence laws, is it's very gendered and very biased against particularly fathers. So a group of us women have been supporting our partners and our husbands and sons and grandsons through the family law court process, and we've all had enough. As women of Australia, we've had enough, and we're standing up for the men of Australia. We've got 8 men suiciding every day in Australia, and nobody's taking notice of that. And that's appalling to us. And we're watching our young men and our dads dying in front of us because they're being alienated from their children. Their child support's taking them, corrupting them, bankrupting them financially. And they're not being recognised. Men aren't being recognised as victims of domestic violence. Currently, domestic violence only recognises women as victims and classes all men as perpetrators. So we want to change those laws, so it's true equality in not only the domestic violence laws but also in the family court. So dads have as much right to their children as the mother. So that's what our campaign's all about, and we're launching it here in a Parliament House. I'm on my way. I've been driving through the night from Port Stephens. It's a 6-hour drive down to Parliament House, or I'm an hour away, and we'll set up there on the grass. But we just like to get everybody to support us around Australia and tie those ribbons and just create awareness in your community that there is a fight behind a grassroots, I guess, a grassroots fight from normal Australians who have had enough, and us girls are leading the charge on behalf of the men and children of Australia.
Jewel, are you seeing the number of cases going through the family law court growing as time goes on?
Oh, 100%. And currently the domestic violence laws, they're great for the true victims, but unfortunately vindictive women are using these laws to basically hijack men in the family court to keep their children away from them. And we just want a complete stop to that. We've got a family law inquiry that's happening at the moment. That, thank you to Pauline Hanson, began that. And we're hoping for a good result from that in the new year. But in the meantime, we need to keep the pressure up on these politicians, because we've had enough. We just can't have any more men dying. And any more children alienated. We've got generations of children alienated from their children, alienated from their fathers and their grandparents and extended families. And it's absolutely reached a peak in our nation. And we've really got to turn the tide on this one, guys.
Well, thank you for making us aware of it this morning, Jewel. We appreciate your time, and we hope that your plight on the lawns of Parliament House are a success today.
Thank you so much. And if I can get all your listeners to go over to our Broken Hearts Ribbon page on Facebook, and you can get all the details over there.
Jewel, thank you.
Thanks for your time, guys. Have a great day.